So I'm joined now by local author Natasha Dauphin. Natasha, welcome to the five albums you'll hear in heaven.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Before we get into your five albums, I understand you have a book out at the moment. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, I actually have two books out. It's just important to mention two of them because they're part of a series of three. So they're part of a series called The Soul Letters You Never Received. And the second one that came out a few months ago is You Are the Medicine. And the first one was Letters from the Wound. So they talk about this journey of kind of going right to the wound and then coming out the other side, really, and finding inner strength and courage and serenity and peace and all these things on the journey.
And I'm sure you're probably very busy getting the book out there and making sure people are aware of it. But have you got anything else on at the moment?
I'm also a sound kind of sound specialist, singer, songwriter, and singing therapist. And I'm designing a new online program called You Are the Medicine. So it's actually the title of the second book. And it's to help people bring back the sacred in their life and bring back their own inner power and also the courage to go out there and do your own thing, whatever that means to you. So it can be creatively or job-wise or just to speak up for your own beliefs. And that will start on the 4th of November. This online program is there'll be a lot of work with mindset, but also with sound and voice and drums and journeying and meditation, just to give an idea to people what it's about.
Okay, great stuff. That sounds all very interesting. Okay, we'll move on to the main event now. So this is the five albums you'll hear in heaven. So the first category is the tens, and this is an album that reminds you of your childhood. What have you chosen for this?
I guess the tens is when I really started listening to stuff myself as well, not just, what's in the house. So it will have to be French singer-songwriter called Jean-Jacques Goldman. And the album is Entre Gris Clair et Gris Foncé, which means between light grey and dark grey. I became a bit obsessed with this singer-songwriter. I just loved his lyrics and yeah, I listened to it in, what do you say in English? Like in a loop kind of thing.
On repeat.
On repeat, yeah. It started with a tape and then I got the CD and yeah.
Do you have any specific memories associated with that album?
I guess I have the memories of putting it on everywhere. So it was like in the car, if my mom was driving me somewhere, I'd put this tape and she'd go, "Oh my God." And then at home, and I guess I only discovered that singer, I discovered him with that album, but he had several albums before. So it was really, I remember the excitement of finding out that actually he had other albums before. So I didn't have to wait for his next album because I could go backwards. So that was quite exciting.
Is there a particular track off that album you'd recommend we listen to?
So it was a double album, so they're actually like 20 something songs. I guess there's one that I like particularly, which is Puisque tu pars, because you leave. Yeah, it's not one of those typical, oh my God, you've just left me type of thing. It was written for somebody who, like a close friend who died in an accident. Even though you can interpret it in different ways, it really spoke to me on different levels.
Okay, great stuff. So we'll move on to your teens now. And this is an album that defines your teens. What have you chosen for this?
So I guess this would be more like late-ish teens, and apart from French kind of singer-songwriters that I loved, because I'm French, I grew up in France, I was really into kind of blues and gospel, and I discovered Liz Macomb, and the album was The Time Is Now, so that came out in 96. Again, it was listening to it and repeat on repeat, and that was quite a different energy from the previous one. It was, I guess it was also tapping into, my mom was American, so it was tapping into that part of myself and maybe that cultural thing where she grew up with a lot of black music, really. So she was born on the East Coast, but then she moved to California when she was 10. But she saw a lot of the big blues artists at the time. So I guess she probably played some when I was really little. Like I used to apparently always request to listen to the Platters when I was about four. So this kind of, you know, men's band with like harmonies and kind of gospely, bluesy, soulful kind of things.
And again, is there a particular track off that album you'd recommend we listen to?
I think it's actually the name of the album. It has a track, The Time Is Now. To be honest, I loved all the songs on it, but that was really special. And I think it's relevant today, actually, because it's The Time Is Now, and it feels like everything's shifting. Mm. And things felt like they were shifting then. But again, you know, they feel like they're shifting in the world at the moment. And the messages are still completely relevant.
Okay, let's move on to your 20s. So this is an album that defines your 20s. What have you chosen for this?
So for that word, I actually chose Jeff Buckley with the album Grace. I discovered him later than when the album came out. I discovered it in 2000, I think. And it's actually a friend of mine who gave me a copy of the album originally. And I was coming to England, and I just remember having this album. I hadn't listened to it before. And yeah, just putting it on, I was staying in some friend's flat in London and they were away. And I just put this album on. I was like, oh my God, how did I not know about this? And it was like another door opening for me.
I don't know my Jeff Buckley that well, but I think a lot of people discovered him after he died. One of those artists that probably didn't get appreciated enough when he was around. And so you're probably not alone in coming to him late.
No, probably not. I feel like an idiot. You know, it's like, oh my God, this is just different. You know, there's something really different about him, and something, yeah, that was also so kind of gentle. And I don't know, it just spoke to a different part of myself compared to what other stuff I would listen to.
Yeah. So, and again, is there a particular track of Jeff Buckley's off that album that you would recommend?
Well, I think it has to be kind of, I'm going to say boringly, because everybody loves or hates that track, but it would have to be the Hallelujah song. Right. It just does something to you.
Great. Okay, now let's move on to your wild card. So this is any album, whatever, that you want to share with us. What have you chosen for this?
Well, that's the tricky one, because I don't know how to pronounce her name. So she's called Yoon Sun-na. Have you heard of her?
No, I haven't.
So she's Korean, and she's this amazing kind of jazz, kind of ish jazz singer, but also she also has albums, which I don't have, but that are really like really hard rock, where she screams a lot and that sort of thing. But this album, which is called Lento, is one of those albums that I keep kind of finding again and again and again, and every time I find it quite joyful and quite light and quite deep and also quite bonkers. She does really, really weird things with her voice, which I love.
I mean, that sounds really interesting. Again, is there a particular track of hers that you think we should hear?
I would say any of them. But again, it's one of those albums that has very many different styles, I think. So it's one that's probably good to, if you could have it on Spotify or whatever, to kind of go through different tracks, because one track doesn't necessarily give you the flavor of the album, I find.
Okay, and now we're on to the final category, which is the current. So this is the album you love the most right now. What have you chosen for this?
Well, I've actually chosen Olivia Ferne. So she's an English singer-songwriter. The album is Calling Home. Yeah, I discovered her. I think I even discovered her on Facebook or something, on social media. She just has this lovely, lovely presence and kind of free, angelic voice. I mean, I like all types of voice. I like really gritty voices. But there's just something that makes me feel really connected to the elements and the earth and the stars. And she sings a lot about, her lyrics are beautiful and her melodies are beautiful and her voice is great. And she writes and sings a lot about, yeah, what's sacred in life, really. And I guess that you're probably going to ask me the track.
I am. Yeah, you're getting it now.
I could do your job. It's Calling Home, so it's the name of the album.
Great stuff, Natasha. It's been great learning about your autobiographical album picks. It's been a pleasure having you on the 5 albums you'll hear in heaven.
Thank you so much for having me.